You're listening to a sneak peek into the most recent Chief Resident Incubator Hangout.
Hello all, and welcome to another installment of the Alium Chief Resident Incubator Mentor Chat, live here with the wonderful Dr. Vicky Noble. Dr. Noble is the Program Director, the Vice Chairman of Academic Affairs, and the Ultrasound Director at Cleveland Medical Center, and we are so happy to have her with us here today to talk about making mistakes.
And, you know, making mistakes is one, clinical stuff, like how to mentor people when they've had an awful case, or how to be supportive for your peers when something has really gone wrong, how to acknowledge things when clinical stuff goes wrong. There's a lot of clinical stuff around making mistakes. There's also, too, a lot of management things of making mistakes. And as we were chatting before the broadcast, you don't get a lot of mentoring in medicine in terms of management, and you get some leadership training, and I think people are better about it now than they used to be, but there's not a ton of preparation for being a chief or being a leader or being in charge of things in terms of management and administration, operations. So all of that, I think, is during the chief years kind of learning on the job. And like anything, it's finding people who can mentor you, who can give you guidance and a sort of on-the-job training, especially when there's administrative things gone wrong. So we were discussing things like scheduling or people being disappointed or people perceiving things as being unfair. And so how do you negotiate that and take care of yourself, make sure that you can still function as a clinician because you guys are still seeing patients and doctors even when all this emotional stuff happens. And then finally, making mistakes, I think. So there's clinical, there's administrative, and then there's just personal stuff. It's hard sometimes, I think, when you're juggling all these other things to take care of your normal life, your outside doctor life, you know, your relationships, you're taking care of your dog or your baby or your house or sort of your health also, your mental and your physical health. And so I think there's a lot of things in that topic that we could kind of go down any of those paths. And then you take the job and then you mess it up. It's just inevitable. You mess up the schedule. You mess up a relationship with an off service. You say the wrong thing to a vulnerable resident. You make an attending mad because you don't handle something correctly. And those are really sometimes really tough positions to be in. And I think sort of handling that disappointment others have or that you have in yourself is sometimes a challenge. I'll just give you two or three of my thoughts on how I handle that. The first thing is, and I don't always do this, so if anybody's listening to this who knows me, they know this is sort of a lie that I don't really do this, but never, ever, ever email or text when you're mad. But that's, I mean, everybody knows that, but sometimes you can't help yourself. There's never anything that needs attention within seconds. You can always wait a few minutes. And I'm trying to do this myself. You know, you wait a few minutes, you walk around, you go outside, go get a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and just process things a little bit. And it's almost like mindfulness, you know, like it's just control your emotions, control your breathing before you respond. Two is, I think, you have to own what happened. And this is a really good lesson for the clinical part of mistakes too, but it never helps to be defensive. You can be defensive later, but in that moment when the situation is happening, I think the really honest truth is what your mother or your dad or your grandmother or whoever told you, which is to own it and to say, look, I'm sorry, I screwed up. Because the more you try to explain it, I think it really gets complicated. And that's not always easy to do either. So, you know, I'm not perfect in that either. And then three, I think, is once something has happened, once you've owned it, once you've had a discussion, if it's not resolved perfectly, you have to let it go because there's just too much going on and you have too many other things in your life. And because we all are a little type A and a little perfectionist, it's really hard to let things go when they're not totally resolved. But I think letting it go and not perseverating and not keeping that energy, that bad negative energy circulating, you'll find that amazingly that stuff resolves, you know, a lot of the times it just resolves on its own.
So many great tips here. I'm going to summarize what I got so far. Never email or text when you're mad. Own what happened. Try and let it go. Acknowledge and differentiate when it's unfair versus your own personal mistake. Be transparent in advocacy and consider CCing people on email so that they see your effort. And seek out collaboration with other chief residents in specialties at your hospital, because that might create a community for you. We'll continue to talk about this on Slack, so continue to watch out for all of that. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
This podcast is brought to you by EBSCO Health's DynaMed Plus. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.